This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Another episode of the Gold Diggers Podcast!
Yay!
Woo! Yes, sorry, more energy.
There's no energy. You guys are just coming like bougie motherfuckers. Like. But anyways, welcome back, guys. We have been gone for a couple of weeks. We had a nice Easter break, you know. Actually playing, a lot of us were really lazy at one point. Joyce failed to show up for a couple of them. Ain't that right, Joyce?
That's crazy, man. I'm not here next week.
See what I mean? The title race is getting a little bit jinky majinky, and all of a sudden you're not here anymore. But that's fine. You were joined by myself at Anita Abayomi on all social media platforms, and we are here with
Sigal at Sigalay on Twitter and Instagram.
Shy at Shy Carter.
Ella at LFCLs.
And Joyce Swifty Stones on Twitter.
Welcome back, Sigal.
I know, it's been a minute. I feel like I always come on. Either if we've lost or, yeah, I feel like we've come on a loss or a draw.
Did you lose last time you were on?
I feel like we did.
I wouldn't be surprised, but
yeah, right. It's always like after Liverpool or after City. It's just always like, yeah. But happy to be back. No, I wasn't here on the 7-0. I think that was Mario. I would never have come in on the 7-0. I would never have come in the 7-0. I was here for the 6-3. I remember that.
Sorry, I said 7-2 because I remember Liverpool lost 7-2.
To who?
I will never forget.
Never. Virgil van Dijk, was that one?
Yeah, that one.
Never forget. But anyway, you've come back to a very messy week for Manchester United. Man United, they lost 2 out of 3 games.
We got 2 points in 3 games.
2 points in 3 games.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
And 2 of the games we lost in the dying minutes, in the 97th plus minute.
Tell me, how did that make you feel?
Brentford was very expected. Chelsea, I'm not gonna lie, went into there thinking we would at least draw. To come out with a loss in the 98th minute because of a penalty, because Dalot decided to have a brain fart. And I've been a Dalot stan for a minute. Like, I don't know how long I've been trying to push the Dalot propaganda. He's better than, I thought, some fullbacks. Only for him to let me down like that.
What, I couldn't believe it. I know she was thinking of. I know you were thinking of a name, man.
Which fullback? The one that doesn't want to play for his country. That one.
Are you talking about Ben White?
Yeah, Ben White. Oh.
Dallas not better than Ben White. Nah, sorry. It's not even worth debating. And I don't even rate White like that, but I'm not having it.
And then, yeah, he decided to disgrace me. Although, to be honest, I don't know. It's debatable if it even was a penalty, but if you're going to, like, trip up in the box like that, you're expected.
It was very clumsy of him.
Oh. And he wasn't even going anywhere, so I don't know why he did that.
We're going to go through match by match.
Okay, so which one?
Do you know what? If I wanted to be wicked, we'll start at Brentford. But.
How did you feel when Mount scored?
We'll start.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
It's fine. Doesn't matter. If we're going to start twitching like this. Anyway, let's start with Liverpool. So United is fresh off our minds, right? So You drew with Liverpool 2-2. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, 2-2 was, in my opinion, a good result for Manchester United. Mm-hmm.
So we went into the game with, what, Kambwala centre-back with Maguire. So we're on our, like, fifth, sixth centre-backs. Not that that makes a difference. We lost 7-0 with Martinez and Varane, so I wasn't expecting too much. Going off the Chelsea game, I thought, there is no way they can disgrace me twice in a matter of 4 days. We went into the first half. We had five good minutes, if that. And the rest of the half was just Liverpool. In first gear, shot after shot after shot. We didn't have a single shot in that first half. Not a single shot at Old Trafford. A single shot. Liverpool were comfortable. And if it had been for better finishing, they should have been like 4 or 5 up going into the second half.
Ella, have you computed all your thoughts?
Yeah, Sego is right. Like, I thought they started decent. Like,
what, like, wait, first
yeah,
couple
you put,
minutes?
No. You put the ball in the net, right?
And yeah, it was offside. Yeah. Offside.
They started decent. But yeah, we pretty much took control of the game for the remainder of the first half. Mm. Don't know what was going on with our finishing. Just silly decision-making, indecisive players. But the hideous twins put us...
Who are the hideous twins?
Nunes and Diaz. they gave us the 1-0 lead.
Yeah.
We took it and then... No, for real, they are. Because I don't understand. These two, they're very chaotic. They look like they're doing something, but a lot of the time they're not doing enough. Mm.
They look like crackheads.
Like even that Nunes, the one where he was 1-on-1 and he wanted to pass it to Diaz.
Mm.
Why? He's right in front of the goal. Have a shot. It's like Diaz never actually shoots when you watch him. He gets the ball, he gets in a great position, does a couple of step overs, goes around himself, and either loses the ball or passes it to an opposition player. Like, it's not good enough at this level. And it showed again, like, three weeks ago when we played you last time? Mm. Similar story. And that was my worry at halftime. Because, what, you guys didn't have a single shot. And what a surprise that the first shot is a mistake from our part, straight into the net from Bruno Fernandes, which was a good finish, but it was silly from Kwanzaa. And at this level, you get punished.
He'll learn from that, though.
Oh,
he
but we're not taking prisoners here, Anita, okay. Because so, apologies. I'm sorry, he's starting ahead. He's starting ahead of Konate. No idea what's going on with him.
Wait, sorry, is Konate fully fit to be starting?
I don't know.
That brother's rarely ever fit. Let's be so real.
He's never fit. Like, he plays Sheffield United, he plays Sparta, but he missed Man City, he missed Man United twice. Like, these are the games where we need our best centre-back. And I feel for Van Dijk because since he's come to the club, he hasn't had a consistent centre-back partner. It's always a revolving door next to him, and it's just a shame because we're wasting prime Virgil van Dijk years. We're wasting years because I just feel sorry for him because he was just kind of clearing up mess. And even though Kwanzaa didn't play terribly, the mistake was costly and it turned the game again. Like similar to Arsenal, stupid mistake turns the game.
A mistake that Van Dijk made, by the way.
I know, but...
Oh. It was such a Bruno Fernandes thing, like, to have an awful game. Like, he was actually having a disaster. Like, do you know what? I'm so excited that everyone, all the Arsenal fans were seated, all the Chelsea fans were seated to watch what we have to witness every day with Bruno Fernandes. Mm. Every game is like that. He'll have the worst game of his life and then he'll score a worldie. And now we've all forgotten that first half that he's had.
The thing is, I don't think Man United fans forget anymore. Like, he can score a massive... He can score the winning goal.
Nah, but we're gaslighted to think he's a good player.
You gaslighted.
We are the commentators, the pundits, everyone tries to remind us that, oh, Bruno's the only one that scores for us. Bruno's the only one that can, like, pick a pass. Bruno's the only one that can do that. But we have to experience that kind of level of playing in the first half. Like, that was absolutely disgraceful. But no, he scored a banger. We're going to forget it. Like, no.
Speaking of Bruno Fernandes, in fact, no, we'll come to Bruno Fernandes in a second, because we've got a lot to talk about at Man United. We haven't had a Man United fan in a minute, Moyo. We haven't had a Man United fan in a minute. But let's stick on Kwanzaa, and let's stick on Kobbie Mainoo as well. So let's look at these two youngsters, right? Mm. Kwanzaa, I think he's having a pretty decent season.
No, he's having a good season. Like, he stepped in, he was on loan, I can't even remember who he was on loan to last season. I have a League One, I think. So to come in, obviously Matip getting his ACL injury, he stepped in at times when we needed him. Like, Man City, he looked good. But at the end of the day,
No further comments, man. No further comments.
At the end of the day, it's the big league, and you can't make a mistake like that because, as you saw, completely turned the game. We were so comfortable. Mm. We were looking for that second goal. And obviously, I don't blame the result on him because we should have had 2-3-4 before that mistake happened. But games are about moments. And for me, Man United are a moments team. Mm. So they rarely have a good performance, but they get, they're very jabby. They're very annoying. They get these moments where
they're like fleas.
Mm. It's annoying, yeah.
And they're driven, obviously. Like for real, Liverpool, they're always going to be a bit more motivated to get a
result. And that's exactly what happened in the cup game. It's exactly what happened in this game. But yeah, I thought we had. I mean, Maino's goal again. It's a very good goal.
Elite footballer, supreme talent. I'm so sorry. Kobe, you know, I don't want to hear anything. People are trying to say that he shouldn't get his England call up and that it should be people, the likes of Curtis Jones and Harvey Elliott.
I mean, Curtis Jones.
What other random midfielders?
Curtis Jones had a very good season, by the way.
No, Kobe Mainoo, I'm so sorry, he's a supreme, supreme talent. And I just want to say, you know, Gary Neville was trying to dig him out in commentary. I don't know if anyone was listening. I don't know if you guys...
What did he say?
He was doing a lot of, like, he was trying to blame him for the poor positioning and the poor movement in the team.
He tried to blame him for the goal.
He tried to blame him for the gaps in midfield. Everyone knows you, when you watch United, there's bare gaps in the midfield. And that's because of Ten Hag. That's nothing to do with an 18-year-old midfielder. And Gary Neville was trying to say that his positioning was poor, but Ten Hag is the one that set up with four attackers and wanted to leave this, like, massive hole in the middle. That's nothing to do with my midfielder. So, yeah, I love him. Supreme talent, and I'll take that. And can I just mention other supreme talents that were on the bench? Why is Ten Hag not even rewarding Ahmad with a few minutes supreme. After what he did against he potentially supreme talent, okay. But like we won't know sure. Because Ten Hag wants to bring on Amrabat and Mount in the last couple of minutes. What are they going to do? Please tell me. I don't.
They were trying,
like,
to hold on to the lead.
Hold on to the lead where, like they tried to do at Liverpool, where they tried. No, they tried to do sorry at Chelsea, where they tried to keep the ball, and then. No.
Yeah, I don't think, for me, I don't understand United's theory of defending leads. You can't defend.
They can't, like, defend at all. You might as well keep going, right?
You might as well keep on the front foot. Whilst they're on the front foot, that's when they look the best. You don't have the players to sit back and defend for the best part of even 10 minutes. When he brought Amrabat on the pitch, they just looked silly. I don't see why Garnacho got taken off in terms of going forward. And I think at that time, the momentum was still... With United, you don't have what it takes to defend a lead. Keep on the front foot. It made no sense whatsoever.
Exactly, yeah.
So, seeing as that's the case with Man United, why did Liverpool struggle so hard to get back into that game? Like, I was very frustrated for you as a Liverpool fan because it just didn't make sense as to how you lost so much control within that game. Obviously, I can't talk because Chelsea did, but we're shit. So looking at Liverpool do that, it was just like, what the hell happened? What conspired?
This is football sometimes, because we had control for what, maybe 75 minutes of that game. It was just that period where, again, a mistake completely turned the game. The crowd was up. It was just a bad moment. And I think Klopp made subs just then, and then he had to make more subs. So now the subs were trying to find rhythm and we're trying to kind of regroup. But fair enough, we regrouped, we got the penalty. Don't know whether it was one. We leave with a point. Feels like a loss because we dropped crucial points.
I'm sorry, but Liverpool's... I'm not surprised that that game ended in a draw. Against the top teams this season, they've been shocking. Like,
we're not a top team, though.
Yeah.
But you're the traditional big six.
I mean, if you look at them against the big six, right, they have got one more game to play and they've only got one win out of it. That's not a fluke or accidental. Mm. It just shows when it's time for them to rise to the occasion against the top six, this team, they faltered. It's a hole in their season.
No, I agree and I disagree. I agree results-wise, we'd be nowhere near good enough in terms of the top six, especially at Anfield. That's what's been most disappointing. Performance-wise, we've been good enough to win the games, but we don't have intelligent forwards. We don't have decisive players up front. And I said last time on the pod, to go from Firmino, Mane and Salah to these group of players without Jota, it's hard to watch.
Jota's not exactly smart either, though.
No, but he can finish. Mm. And at the end of the day, that's what wins games. I mean, Jota on any of these chances, it's 2-3-4, we're up. And again, you can go back to City. We absolutely had them in that second half. And if it wasn't for Diaz and his stupidness, we take the win. Mm. It's...
Do you agree with that?
I'm having flashbacks, man. I'm just sitting down thinking, what the fuck?
I'm just
sitting here really thinking, this is the title race I'm in, man.
We're going to discuss Man City and their stake in this title race.
Yeah,
by the way,
don't worry, man. I'm not buying the vision at the moment, either, man. I'm not buying what they're selling right now.
As long as we're on the same page, we'll come to that. But I'm really not buying it. But watching Liverpool versus Manchester United today, looking at the title race
as a neutral, I couldn't be more happier. That being said, you know, none of you guys got, like, you know, you didn't come with leave with a win, so I'm happy. You know, United, no win for you guys. Sorry to hear that again. As for Liverpool, I'm happy where the table's at the moment, to be quite honest. I mean, obviously, the thing is, in the end, it's going to be a bit more embarrassing for Liverpool. City are nowhere near the best team at the moment. This isn't the best City side in the last five seasons. Let's be so real. So to have a title race that we're currently having right now, if Liverpool don't win it at the end of the season, it's going to be a bit embarrassing.
Do you think? Right.
If anything, Liverpool are currently performing the best out of all the teams currently. You're performing a lot better than we are.
I think we're performing better than you are, but I don't think we're performing at our best either.
Oh, no, 100% no. But considering where we know levels are in terms of City levels and what we can be, we're miles
below. I personally don't want to hear all of that missing player stuff. I don't care.
But it's very relevant. No, I mean, it's not an excuse for me. It's not an excuse, but I don't think Liverpool have played consistently at their best this season.
I think even when you had your better players, you were still scraping. Your defence was still leaking goals.
I disagree, because that period from December into January where we regained top spot, I think we were very, very good. It was when Trent
the same
injured.
January you played Arsenal.
I said from December to January. So when we beat you the first time in the FA Cup.
FA Cup.
Yeah. But you played your full team. You played your full strength team. And we were missing Salah.
Magic of the FA Cup.
No. Okay, but still.
That's so shameless.
I mean, if we go back to what Ella said, Arsenal won when it mattered, and that was the 3 points.
Yeah, that's fair. You won where it mattered, and unfortunately, we just haven't got going. Like, I commend Liverpool for being in this position, not having Salah. I don't even know what's going on with
him. I said not having Salah whilst he's on the pitch the full night.
They're not about to run this narrative, because a few weeks ago it was, we've lost one game all season.
Oh, we've lost two now,
but I'm saying at the point where you had lost one, you are where you are supposed to be. Like, when it comes to Liverpool and City fans, when it goes a bit hairy, they tried to play this underdog card. You lot aren't playing the underdogs.
Can I ask you, did any of you guys think that Liverpool would be in this position at the start of the season?
I told you 100% at the start of the season, I think Liverpool's going to win the league.
Did you? I said it.
Don't you remember? Then you're like, oh, Anita.
Because I've got the predictions on my phone.
Do you not remember when we sat here and I said Liverpool, and I put Tottenham in the title race as well, but I said I think Liverpool's going to win the league. Yeah,
I don't remember that.
This was way back.
I didn't give
I said Liverpool's gonna win the league. I said it.
Is that more you're hoping for, though?
Yeah.
No. I said you're gonna win the league. I said it before everybody said it.
When we did our space on before the first game was played, no one predicted Liverpool in the top two. Pip predicted us fifth
before
place.
You guys kicked a ball, like, obviously.
That's crazy. Fifth place is crazy.
Exactly. No one really expected Liverpool to be in this position. Fair enough. I expected us to be way better. And I said, even on the group chat, we should win this league. Because 7 games to go, you should be winning the league. Will we win the league? I don't know. It's a hard call. But I do have expectations and high expectations for Liverpool to win the league. Whether we have our full strength team on the pitch or not?
I think you've been a bit negative. Because if you think about it, we have 7 games left and Liverpool have the easiest run of games.
No.
That's
City
not true,
do.
We do.
It's City.
We do. We
have an easier run than Arsenal do, for example.
We've got the hardest.
You have the hardest.
United, they have Tottenham, they have Chelsea. From what I've seen, you have Villa.
We have Tottenham, Villa. We have
Like, that's not a
that's
difficult
it.
Run in.
Everton.
Oh my god,
always
Everton hype.
Liverpool fans, every time you guys play Everton, Everton's hard.
It's a derby.
It's the most boring derby. It's the most one sided derby I've ever seen.
It doesn't matter.
When's the last time Everton took points off you?
Or one at least.
COVID. that COVID.
My days.
Come on, man.
I think if we're looking at that running.
Listen. If we're looking away.
If we're looking at that running, right? I think the draw today favours Man City the most when you look at the fixtures.
For sure.
Man City will win all their games.
As of right now, I'm not sure they will.
I don't think Man City
will. They will win.
Because even when you look at the Palace game yesterday, right? It was a quality issue that Crystal Palace couldn't finish. Like Man City, just like Liverpool, in my opinion, you're giving away chances, but you're not being punished for it.
Mm. I mean, we were today.
I don't think you gave away that much chances, though.
I know, but still.
And United have always been a team where, crap as they are, they got some finishes. through Jose, through Oli, they got some finishes. So you give them one too many chances, they're going to put the ball in the back of the net. But I think the draw today favours City the most, if you look at the running. But speaking from my perspective, Arsenal, you sit top of the tree, better not fuck it up this time. I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, but your running's difficult.
I don't care.
Your running's difficult.
I don't care.
I know, like, everyone was like, oh, like, Liverpool going to drop points to United, Liverpool going to drop points. But I don't necessarily think Arsenal get 3 points at Old Trafford either, personally. I said this to United fans earlier.
Do not let Arsenal come and wrap a title up at Old Trafford in a social media era. See, because 2002, you know, there was no Twitter.
Yeah.
There was nothing. But this one, you guys will never live it down.
Would you win the league at Old Trafford if that?
No, if it could become possibility depending how these two play. But it, for me, I think it's going to the wire. I think every team still has it in them to drop points. Mm-hmm. I know Ella said Everton's a tough one, but I think Fulham away is a tough game.
Listen, we've got some tough away games.
Fulham right now, the form that they're in, they could cause some problems here.
Fulham, what?
No,
your only problem is Villa. Fulham.
And did you guys win at Fulham away?
Great question. Great question. Because I know they cause us hell at home.
They've been playing really well. Exactly. I'm not talking about names here. If you look at it by name, Arsenal's running is the toughest, you know. United, Old Trafford, the occasion, not the United team, because you guys are shocking. And then Tottenham's the derby. For me, personally, Chelsea at home, I'm not scared. Like, there's no way we lose that game.
Why am I even asking? We haven't paid Fulham away yet.
Oh, you have to go to Craven Cottage too?
Yeah, we've got to go to Craven Cottage.
It's very interesting.
So we're literally our second to last game.
I don't think any team is easy. Because, we made a hard go at it against Sheffield United. So every game, when it comes to run-ins, it's about results. And that's it. It doesn't matter about performances. Mm. I still think City win all their games because I've seen it hundreds of times. They are excellent. For real. They are ruthless. I've been in this position so many times. Oh, you know, they're not playing well or they're giving away chances. They still win.
We still got to beat Tottenham away. And at the moment, there's no, hold on, man. We've only just beat them. We've only just beat them away.
And that was FA Cup game.
Exactly. And even so, the game currently is still postponed because if we end up beating Real Madrid, they're going to have to push it back until probably the last game of the season-ish.
Speaking of predictions...
Oh, Chelsea drew.
Wahala day! Wahala day!
Reactions, quick. Live reactions.
No way! He got dunked by Bernie in the 93rd minute.
They're not playing.
That is so embarrassing. Literally, any team can come and get it, man.
Spurs won, are winning 3-1, though. So.
Literally,
any
team can come and get
it.
Are you okay?
Oh, my days. You can let someone from the bottom of the pile collect 1 point, you know. Crazy.
Damn.
McBurney. Oh, my God.
What's his first name? Do we know?
Ollie. Oliver.
Yeah, Ollie McBurney.
That is hilarious,
Ollie McBurney. You need tough thoughts. Come on.
We need your live thoughts, Monita.
Just need the live recreation of the guy that's pouring water over the guy's head. I've gone.
That United game got them excited.
Football is so humbling.
In other news, Tottenham obviously beating.
Yeah.
So is that Tottenham in the top four now, yeah?
I think Tottenham's over. I think it's over now.
It'll be top five, by the way.
Yep, the joint points with Aston Villa.
Typical Emery bottling a top four race.
No,
what? In true Emery fashion.
They're on point. They're level on points ish, just goal difference.
Yeah, but they're losing this weekend.
Five spots you know were guaranteed.
Fifth is not guaranteed yet.
You know that.
It's almost, I think they said 90%
on how you, like Arsenal do against Bayern and how West Ham do against, who are they playing?
Leverkusen.
That's
I think
it.
They said it's like a 90% chance. Because okay. there's two.
I think we're closer to Italy then.
Nah, because Italy last round, they didn't do well because the Milan went out.
All their Champions League teams are out. It's just the Europa League and Conference League where they've got teams.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, England is a pretty good chance. There will be five.
Anyway, the top five is heaven.
Heavens.
Anyways, I'd like to thank Sagal for that because I wasn't even. I literally completely forgot the game's still going on.
She looks so stressed out.
Honestly, what does it matter at this point?
Huh?
What does it matter? 11th, 10th, 12th?
It's actually true.
We were just talking about catching United.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That changes the agenda for today. are my nipples showing?
No.
So, going back to things that are relevant, okay? Let's talk. I don't even know what to call this. I'm so annoyed.
We're talking about the title race.
I'm so annoyed. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. Speaking of predictions, let's go into Gold Diggers forecast. Now, everybody knows at the first Sunday of the month where we actually record, we didn't record last week, we do our predictions for the month. So everybody knows what's on the agenda. You guys ready to do your predictions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really do predictions, you know. I'm a bit of a goat mouth.
We're doing predictions.
Can I forfeit?
No. Your forfeit will be to wear my Chelsea jacket. Because I'm wearing this shit. why did you even say that?
I'm so sorry. I just thought, let me check the score. No, I didn't know it was over.
It's not even your fault. It's fine. It's okay. Anyway. All right, so Arsenal are currently at the top of the league as it stands right now. So who do we think will end this month at the top of the league? I'm sticking with Arsenal, personally.
Who do you play next?
If we make it through this month.
Do you know what? Let's swap it around, right? Should we do the predictions first
for
the next five matches and then see who stays at the top of the league?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We will start with Tottenham because no one really cares about them too tough. Sorry, Lauren, you're not here. So Tottenham,
they got City, Liverpool, and Arsenal.
No, they don't. We don't have.
Then they got Newcastle. So Tottenham go away to Newcastle next week.
Okay.
They're gonna win there.
Yeah,
Man City is postponed.
It's still postponed. It will be still until we finish the Real Madrid.
There we go. So that's postponed, and they only have Arsenal at the end of the season, end of the month.
Yeah, because they don't play Europe. They don't,
They don't play nothing. They've only got two games in April.
They're going to be full of energy.
Well, three. Four, including.
Not you hoping that energy will be us.
Crying. So, Tottenham against Newcastle. What are we thinking? Do we think
Tottenham? 2-2. I think that's a draw.
I think that's a draw.
Yeah. Newcastle winning.
Tottenham winning.
Isaac's fit. He got something for us.
They've not been good recently. I don't know.
For the sake of Aston Villa,
I'm not trustworthy at all.
But they have a lot of like that's the team that you could say they have a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say Chelsea have a lot of injuries too, but no one wants to hear that.
Not really.
We have bare injuries.
Who are you missing right now? Reece James.
Malo Gusto is now gone off injured. We haven't got Lavia. Who else is injured?
You haven't had Lavia whole season.
He's played 45 minutes. He's played.
You haven't had Lavia all season.
He's played 10.
No.
He's played 10 games.
Who? Lavia?
Nkunku. At
ten
least 10 games.
Ten games.
How many games has Lavia
He's not played 10 games.
He's played half a
Okay, we can't go.
Lavia doesn't. That's like Arsenal saying, oh, we're missing Timber.
We're not talking about Chelsea right now anyway. What's your prediction for Tottenham Newcastle?
Tottenham win.
Win. Draw. Let's move on. Tottenham face Arsenal at the end of the month. Tottenham are at home. What do we think? That derby is always, depending on who's at home, that's who I say wins. So I'm going Tottenham win.
No, a draw.
This is Postecoglou's first one. Like, obviously, this is the first season. So this one. I don't know, man. He needs to deliver. He needs to deliver something.
Feel the atmosphere. He needs to do something. What are you saying, Joyce? Win, lose?
I think it's going to be a win. I hope so, anyways. For for Tottenham.
Hopefully. Of course you'd hope so.
Hopefully. Obviously, I hope so, but also I don't expect anything less from them right now. He's got to deliver at the moment, obviously. I think a lot of Spurs fans are fed up at the moment with the sustainability of the football, so he needs to deliver in that derby. Even if it's a draw, they need to come up and show up, that actually proper turn up this time. So.
Hello?
What was the result last time?
When we went away? We won 2-0.
They lost.
No. The reverse fixture.
2-2.
Ooh. I didn't know that.
Spicy. Because No. Mm. Because of that Italian pasta shaga in the middle of the park.
No, man.
That is why we drew.
Damn. I'm going to go with draw. With the draw.
Italian pasta shaga.
That's a new one.
That's a new one, yeah. What are you going with?
We're winning.
Arsenal winning?
Absolutely.
All right. You know business. Fair enough. All right, so let's look at Man United's fixtures.
Why? Like, but why? Yeah, yeah, really. Why are we looking at United's fixtures?
We're looking at we're in the top four race.
They're not playing any for anything.
Yeah, but our league season's over. Okay. You know, it's a girls here. We might as well.
I never asked for it, but okay.
So you face Bournemouth away.
We lose.
Hi.
No, are we getting me? I lose. The Bournemouth are good.
They're not that good. They just lost to Luton.
I don't care. Away game, we're losing.
Sure. Mm. And then, obviously, you've got Coventry in the semi-finals.
That one's going to be a difficult one as well.
Lost.
Coventry. You said that Man United's going to lose.
Mm. Okay, Ella.
I don't know. Depends, obviously. Why? But, you know, Coventry at that stage, you might just bring out, like, your weakest starting 11.
United are making the FA Cup final. I don't know what's going on here.
Weakest starting 11, isn't it?
Yeah, to be fair.
So win or lose, Ella, you're still going. Coventry are winning. Do you know what? If Coventry win, I will go on my knees and pray that we beat Man City, even if it's a jammy 1-0. Playing Coventry in the final, I dare Pochettino to
just
lose.
To lose to Coventry.
I think I'll actually drag Pochettino out myself if we get to that final.
It's gonna be a Wigan story all over again,
bro. Yeah. I think the Chelsea fans will riot. They'll sit outside Stamford Bridge and riot. Okay, and then you play Sheffield United, who just drew with Chelsea, by the way, at the end of the month.
At home?
Before you play Burnley.
Or away?
At home.
A draw.
And you play Burnley at home, 27th. Going safe.
Yeah, we're not good, like, I don't know what to say.
I want to say that's pathetic. So let's look at Chelsea.
Oh, boy.
Chelsea, okay, mind your business.
Where are you guys, 11th?
Chelsea play Everton at home.
Loss.
At home.
And I was told Everton was an easy pick.
No, they don't lose at Everton.
For Liverpool, absolutely. For Chelsea, not so much.
No, Chelsea won that one.
Chelsea play Everton at Stamford Bridge.
Onana's going to have Enzo chasing shadows.
Chelsea play Everton at Stamford Bridge. I'm going for a Chelsea win. Anybody agree?
I'm going for a Chelsea win.
Chelsea win.
Everton winning.
Then Chelsea play Man City in the semi-finals of the FA Cup. I'm going for a Chelsea win.
I'm sorry.
You're alone there. You're
losing. All right. Wait, are you going, Anita, to Wembley? Are you going?
I think I'm going to Wembley ever again. I'm not going to Wembley. Wembley won't see me for a very long fucking time.
She says that, but if they somehow make it in a Coventry, she will be at the FA Cup final.
Oh my God, I'll be on my knees for Chelsea to beat City. Please beat City.
They're not beating.
We'll but you know what's crazy? And the payback. If Chelsea make that final against United, you guys are losing.
No, payback. No, we're winning. No, you're not winning. At Wembley, we're winning. No, we're not hearing that. I'll see you there.
In last time Chelsea won at Wembley, actually.
Yeah,
they beat us.
Yeah, don't go back.
Was it they beat us in Mourinho? Who?
All I know was a Hazard goal.
Hazard penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time we won on that game.
Good times. And then Chelsea go to Arsenal.
Loss.
I'm going draw.
Hey! No, loss.
You know what? I'm with you.
Draw?
I'm with you.
It's because you want that's what you want.
I'm not even joking. I'm with you.
Thank you. I'm going for a draw.
Obviously, yeah, depending
Chelsea
on the fixtures.
Chelsea gets top six teams. They've been decent. They've actually been decent. Apart from Anfield,
you've gotten points out of us as well. I can see
exactly. Try and get your 3 points.
Drew at City.
Try and get your 3 points. Try and get your 3 points.
Listen.
Did you watch that against us? We're shocking. That's why we lost. Did you actually watch that team?
They drew at the Etihad. Same result as Arsenal.
Exactly, I was coming to me.
Listen, Chelsea are not coming to Emirates and leaving with nothing.
You never know. Nah, you
Pochettino
never know.
Is going to give them 3 points. You never know. Here you go.
Anyway, I'm going for a draw.
Okay, you go for your draw.
And Aston Villa are at home to Chelsea.
Lost.
I'm going for a win. We beat them there before.
Lost.
That was a draw.
All right, cool. Everyone's pussies. Okay, so Liverpool, you play Atalanta. I can't believe I thought it was
Basel.
Where did they even come from?
Sorry, I don't even know where it came from. I just thought of Europa League teams.
I haven't heard of Basel since Salah left.
Seriously, they still play Europa League.
Do they?
Yeah.
Serious content.
How do you know? I can't even banter.
You don't watch them.
You haven't been in the Europa League for like 2 seasons.
Oh, sorry. So Liverpool play Atalanta on Thursday. What are you saying? Win? Because I remember the last time you sat here ahead of a Europa League game and you were like, you're not too sure.
No, I said we were going to get a draw.
Do you want to lose though? Would you rather...
We're going to draw.
Lose one.
Not as even, would you rather that like the Thursday nights just end and focus on the league? No, okay.
Just win everything available.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we better win. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
I need to see Xavi versus Klopp. Like, I need.
What happens
to see
if you get knocked out?
That's not even. Let's not even think of that. Positive thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay. Positivity. Okay. Then you go. Well, you're home to Crystal Palace.
We better win.
Okay. And then you're away to Atalanta again.
That's tricky. Three games.
Well, depending on the score, but still, we might not need to win, but just get through.
Your April is really packed. You then go away to Fulham.
This is where it becomes difficult. Yeah, we have to win that. I think Fulham is tough. Yeah, we'll win. Trent, Jota, Alisson back. Yeah.
Okay, and then you go away to Everton.
These away games.
I thought you were saying it was a difficult game.
It is a difficult game. That's what I'm struggling. Okay. Yeah, we win that. Just.
Okay, then you go away to West Ham.
What is all these away games?
That's hard.
West Ham always have a say in a title race, you know. It's so annoying.
I mean, we've got them last game of the season, so.
Oh, you'll win that.
We don't know that. I don't know that.
West Ham away. That's in April as well. How many games?
Boy, you barely have a game at home.
Do West Ham really have anything to play for?
They do. They're close to United. They can get sixth and get Europa League.
Yeah, we win.
Okay. I love how you just kept it humble. Like, knowing in your head that you knew you're going to win.
You never know. All right.
Let's go to Manchester City. Hooray. Juicy. You guys play Real Madrid.
Yeah.
On Tuesday away.
I think... No, I think we're leaving there with a draw. I don't think it's going to be a boring draw. I think there's going to be a shit ton of goals, but it's definitely going to be a goal or two.
Why is the game on the same time as the Arsenal game? Like, that's annoying.
We know who's on different days.
But they're playing the same time.
Do you know what? I don't give a shit about that Arsenal game. I'm going to watch real football.
No, I'll be watching real football.
Obviously, now with Bellingham there as well, it'll be really interesting to watch. Yeah, especially seeing that Foden Bellingham
versus Foden.
Oh God!
Come on.
So
who's
yeah,
but I think someone like Musiala or something. I don't know.
Saka.
Relax. Anyway, you didn't bite. That's annoying. Okay, so you think a win against a draw against Real Madrid?
I think we're
Does anyone else agree? I think
they're losing.
I think Real Madrid win.
No,
I think Real Madrid are going through this time.
Yeah, same. No.
Man City are winning.
Okay. If they are, they have to beat them.
Is Edison back?
I don't think he will be.
Yeah, I think.
Ortega's right, though.
But the only thing about Madrid is that they've got four of their best players all on yellow cards. So if Vinicius, Tchouameni, Bellingham, and one more person, can't remember who, if they get booked, they miss the second leg. So if Madrid do dispatch
City, if they did a job in the first leg.
I don't know if I remember correctly, but I feel like City played well at the Bernabeu last time.
Yeah, we did.
I feel like they played well.
Yeah, but last season, City were levels above everyone. Yeah. This season, I think Madrid can match.
And then we've got to go a couple of seasons back as well when they did play Real Madrid and
the one that they lost.
They fumbled hard.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Boy, fumbled
but even that one, you should have gone through.
We should have. Exactly. Yeah.
Should have.
One of those ones.
So
And I feel like things. That season is more comparable to your season that you're having right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
we'll see. We've got the European accolades now to, you know, to back it. So I believe.
I'm talking about Real Madrid.
Anyway, and then you play Luton. Win.
Yeah, should be a win. But you know, Luton have been playing all right recently anyway, so you know, they'll bring us game and away they we struggled a bit away anyways, didn't we? So
Klopp is gonna bench everybody against Luton. Let's put that into a factor.
Pep, you mean?
I was gonna say Klopp.
I mean Pep. Pep is gonna bench everybody against Luton.
I don't think so. He plays respect for the game, you know. You still play your best.
You're playing Real Madrid again. He's benching everybody.
Okay. Yeah, it'll probably come out with the same lineup as we did for Crystal Palace then.
Yeah.
So that wasn't too bad. So.
Sorry, speaking of which, why was Rico Lewis doing...
Yeah, who's his ops?
I honestly didn't see that. You know what the worst thing is?
The way
Palace is awful, man. I didn't see nothing.
Because I was thinking, who's talking shit about Rico?
Yeah, I feel like everyone likes Rico Lewis.
I like him.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because he gets bullied a lot on the pitch, though. Oh. He's still a small kid. He's just, you know, like getting whatever Messi took in it. So.
Okay. And then, obviously, we've spoken about Chelsea Man City already. Yeah. You guys, majority of people think that Man City is going to win apart from me.
Easily. they will. Beat they will. But I want you to win. I want you to win. Don't worry. I want you to win.
What, because you think you can beat us?
Yes, sir. I'll see you in the final. I need that.
Anyway, then you play Brighton away.
It should be, though. I don't know.
Did you beat Brighton away?
I don't know,
it's
man.
It's not about Liverpool. It's not about us.
You see what Brighton are like at the moment anyway. It's just they're like, sometimes you think they have it and they don't. And then sometimes you don't think they're going to run away with anything and they do. So at the moment, I don't know, man. I ain't got an answer for you.
You have to give me
but
an answer.
But we have to win it. So I'm going to say win.
I'm going to say win. Okay. And then you have Nottingham Forest away.
That should be an easy win. But I don't know, man.
I don't think it'll be easy, but
I bet that's your toughest game.
No, exactly. That'll be the bogey fixture.
Yeah, 100%.
Your April's not that bad. I know you have Real Madrid, but around Real Madrid you have Luton and Chelsea and Nottingham Forest.
They have an easy running.
Yeah. But like compared to what you read out
right
for
here, like
nah. But like compared with you read for Liverpool, that's like
wait, don't you read Arsenal's
one? Okay.
So Arsenal, I left yours best or last.
Hey.
You play Bayern Munich at home.
You're winning that.
Yeah.
That should be an easy win.
Tuchel's a fraud.
Easy win.
Absolute fraud. No. I'm not with you guys. None of you guys can tell me that it's an easy win.
Champions League games are completely different kind of ball game.
Yeah, so.
I think it's a win.
We should win.
But I don't think it's easy.
No, definitely won't be easy. We need to be at our best.
You're the better team, though, for sure.
That doesn't mean anything.
For sure.
That means nothing.
Easy win at home, by the way. At home. So, like, a comfortable 2-0 win.
We need to go to Allianz with 3 goals.
Don't you worry.
3!
Because once you start hearing that yabba dabba do over there.
They're not about
PTSD. It's not even about PTSD. They haven't lost a game at the Allianz in the Champions League since like 2013. No, Liverpool. But before that, it was like 2013 or something stupid like that. You have to respect these records. We need to go to Allianz with a 3-0 lead. Bayern should have not one single fan in that stadium come Tuesday. Arsenal need to make it count for something.
They'll sneak fans in.
I'm sure they'll sneak.
There's people that will sell their
like
toilets.
At 1,000 Bayern Munich fans that are going to be there. I'm so sure. Them scalp tickets, they're going to collect that. But yeah, I do think Arsenal win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys have to go for a comfy win to go to the Allianz Arena.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
100%. They even got their players back. Coman's back. Sané's been past fit. Neuer's been past fit.
Oh, Harry Kane, please do something. Oh my goodness, please.
Nothing will make please me more Harry happy Kane. Than him getting absolutely locked up by Saliba.
Yeah, Gabriel. It'll happen.
Anyone else can score, but him, no.
Let's pray.
Sick and tired of his dribble over North London.
Okay, and then Arsenal play Aston Villa at home again. So
win.
I think,
win.
What do you think? Win?
Win. Yeah,
everyone collective agreement.
Emery's not doing it. Listen, that guy in the top four race, yeah, when the pressure gets on, and especially if Villa, they play on Thursday, right?
They do, yeah.
If Villa's game in Europe is closed, Emery will take,
take the risk.
Qualifying in Europe rather than the league. We've seen it time and time again. Mm-hmm. That's how he operates.
I actually think a draw.
Well, too bad it's not your team for you to think.
Okay. Then Bayern Munich away. Win, draw, lose.
We're going to Munich to park the bus.
Okay. I think Bayern Munich win. Anyone else?
Mm-hmm. We're going to park
Arsenal
the bus.
I think Bayern win, but I think Arsenal go through overall.
I don't mind if Arsenal go through to the semi-final, to be fair. Who would they play?
Real Madrid.
Yeah.
So they're out regardless. Okay.
That's fine.
I need to watch that heartbreak story.
Listen.
Yeah, if we end up at Wembley, she's going to be like this.
If you guys end up at Wembley, I'm going to Wembley. I'm going. All right, cool. And then you go away to Wolves.
Win.
Oh, that's a tough game, man.
Away to Wolves. Molyneux, we're not bad. We haven't lost there since that David Luiz mishap.
What the red card?
We got a double red card. Leno got sent off as well.
Wasn't a penalty as well and a red card.
Yeah.
How could you give a penalty and a red card? That was crazy.
Shocking.
It wasn't even like. There was barely. We're not even going into that because I'm not even trying to defend Arsenal. But that was shocking.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll be difficult, but I think we'll win.
We've already said what we need to say about Arsenal versus Chelsea and Arsenal versus Tottenham. So we will leave it there. Now, who do we think tops the table by the end of the month? I'm sticking with Arsenal. Anybody else?
I'm going with City.
I'm going to go with Liverpool. I think if anything, obviously depending on goal difference, we could see a top that is sharing points.
Yeah.
At the end of the yeah.
Shit.
But goal difference, Liverpool will need to make up 9 goals.
Yeah, I don't
put it past us.
Exactly.
You can't keep.
You're gonna find one fixture, fixture where the stat pad is over.
I mean, when you look at. Like, agendas aside, ignoring the fact that I support Arsenal, they've conceded 4 goals in 2024 in the league. Mm-hmm. And we have a goal difference of +9. Liverpool right now, how many clean sheets have we kept this year?
I don't know.
We don't count.
More than 5?
Not many.
Yeah, so it's like, even if we're talking about it becoming a goal difference competition, they need to start keeping clean sheets so that it counts. Mm.
Mm. The thing is, we're getting our defenders back, as in Trent should be back. Konate should be back, goodness me, and we should be playing a consistent back four. So hopefully we will start keeping clean sheets.
But I personally think if Arsenal end April top of the league, I don't think we slip up like we did last season.
So you think you...
If we end April top of the league, I'll come back here and I'll say we're lifting the trophy.
Do you think we end April top of the league?
That's a different question.
No, that's the question I've asked.
It's going to be tough. We can do it though. Are but it's going to be very, very, very tough.
Who do you think is at the top of the table at the end of April?
That's all you're getting out of me. It's going to be tough. Can we do it? Yes. Are we going to do it?
It's just at the end of April.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that'll be interesting anyways, because obviously if you guys end up beating Bayern as well, that's something bigger on your plate. You're thinking now, all right, semis too and whatever. That's a lot for you guys currently. And, you know, some people over on that team aren't acting like they've been there before, so...
Who's not acting like they've been here before?
I mean, last season Zinchenko was a bit of a letdown, but I'm still saying, like, in terms of trophy,
to be honest,
He'll have to play. No, he'll have to rotate.
He could play the prom games as a rotation player. He doesn't need to play. He makes me sick.
The prom games are just as important.
Sorry. That's he so actually harsh. Makes me sick. Did you watch him yesterday against Brighton?
No.
Okay, so sorry, man. let's move it on. All right, so let's look at the top six now. Things are getting a little bit heated, and look, why are you sighing?
Because, like, who cares?
You should care. You should care. So Chelsea are still ninth.
So not top.
At least you're in the top half.
Mm. Yeah, and they're still ninth with a game and a half. They've got 44 points. Newcastle are eighth with 47. Newcastle are 8th with 47th. Oh, God. Stop ratting at me. Please.
Past the 40-point mark, innit?
Anyway, Chelsea are 9th with 44 points. Newcastle are 8th with 47 points. West Ham are 7th with 48 points. Mm-hmm. And Man United are 6th with 49 points. I don't know how Man United let it slip like that, by the way. That's crazy.
That's what happens when you get 2 points in three games.
Chelsea are 5 points behind you.
Okay.
How much points is Tottenham on?
Tottenham's on 60. They're safe.
Like they're fourth probably.
They're battling Aston Villa for fourth and fifth.
Mm. And how far is United behind Villa?
11 points. Was it 10 points?
Yeah, 11. Villa's 11 also points. On 60 points. Tottenham and Villa
that gap
on 60.
Is that big?
Yeah, man.
Huge. These three games, like, killed it. If we had beaten Brentford and Chelsea like we were supposed to.
And even that, West Ham are just like that. Just behind you.
West Ham are one point behind you. Newcastle are 2 points behind you. Chelsea are 5 points behind
you. I personally don't care for six, though. Like, okay, Europa League, no Europa League. Like,
I mean,
no, I don't care.
Villa
could
completely crumble, and you could get.
No, they won't.
Points.
They won't. How can you draw?
You keep saying they won't, but Emery will. I'm telling you firsthand, he will.
Shy, there's seven games left. 11 points in seven games.
It is worse. Is Villa,
and that requires United to win as well.
I'm not sure what team. If there's any manager that is capable of bottling, it's Unai Emery.
But that's the thing, that like, you say that because of what he did with Arsenal,
and he's doing the same thing with Villa. Look at their recent
record.
I don't
think they're gonna bottle it like that to that extent, to not be in Europe.
It just
or
takes
to
you
drop down to a
number six position. Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
It takes United to be actually very good at
which we're not.
Yeah, you've got to count like, United too.
Which we're not. Yeah,
no. I don't see it happening.
And I also don't even want to get it because like then it's. It makes Ten Hag look like he had a good season, which this guy didn't. Like no,
because he went from Champions League last season to Europa League. He's still a failure.
No, but if he gets fifth and somehow gets Champions League with fifth,
I'm not trying to see that.
I don't know.
Isn't that what your new board said? It's imperative to be in the Champions League.
Imperative.
We were in the Champions League this year. Well, what happened?
You finished top bottom of your group.
Exactly. Like. We finished bottom of our group after scoring three goals against Bayern and like three goals against Galatasaray. No, I don't care to be in the Champions League, honestly. Like, no. What's the point?
Fair enough. So if you guys had to choose one of the teams, one of the English teams to get knocked out in Europe, what team would that be? Who is most likely to get knocked out in Europe? Arsenal, Man City or Liverpool?
Only City because they have the hardest game, I think. Yeah, Liverpool, I don't see it. Arsenal, they might crumble, but I don't see it.
West Ham not included, no?
Oh, yeah, West Ham. No, West Ham has got to go out.
They got Leverkusen.
And Villa.
Who did Villa have?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
I don't know. Emery in Europe, he gets a bit more respect for me.
Lille, okay.
Yeah.
But Leverkusen is
difficult.
Tough ask for West Ham. They haven't lost a game.
So then, but...
If Moyes does that.
If Moyes beats Leverkusen.
He won't, but yeah.
The fans if he does it, the fans do need to shut up about all the complaints that they're having with Moyes. If he does manage to do it. I doubt it. But if he does manage to do it. But what team gets kicked out of Europe?
West Ham.
Sorry, Pip.
Sorry, Philippa.
But like Leverkusen's like one of the best teams in the Europe.
Even when they're down and out, they're never down and out.
It just is what it is. All right. We're done with the predictions. We're done with the forecast. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to Arsenal. And you guys beat Brighton
3-0. Mm-hmm.
Okay, talk us through it.
It was a game that should have been done in the first half when we look at it. I think Gabriel's header from that corner, the goal was basically open. It went wide. Saka missed the chance.
I'm sorry, can I just stop you for a second? Let's start with the positives.
I'm going through the game.
I just feel like every time Arsenal win, yeah, you're so negative.
I am not. I'm just going through the game. Like, I'm going to get to where we eventually scored, but the game should have been done before that.
Okay.
So, yeah, we should have been throwing it up in the first 20 minutes, but, you know, we weren't. We missed some chances. And then we took our chances. I think, you know, players get celebrated for scoring penalties, so congratulations to Saka.
What?
Someone
are you an Arsenal fan?
No, because like there's players that, you know, they're telling he's better than Saka because he scored two penalties and a deflected goal.
Oh.
So as I'll sit in, Saka put his penalty away.
Cole Palmer is better than Saka this season.
No, he's not.
He is.
Anyways, Chelsea are battling for ninth with Palmer. Arsenal are battling for a title with Saka.
But we're ninth because of Palmer.
That's
you guys are second because of Saliba, because of Gabriel, because of your defence.
We scored the most goals in the league. How can we be second because of our defence? Oh no, sorry, not the second. League. First.
Your defence is the best in the league.
No? And our attack is also one of the best in the league.
And our attack isn't the best in the league. Our defence is not the best in the league. But Palmer has put himself, he's put us all on his back.
That's all well and nice, but you're ninth, so it's irrelevant.
Saka has help.
Moving on from now.
We can talk about this Saka-Palmer thing. Trust me, don't worry. When the PFAs come out, we'll see. Carry on.
You're not going to get a PFA
carry
finishing ninth.
On,
I am carrying on. I'm
don't
just
worry,
telling you the
we'll
real
history. Don't worry.
Moving on from that, I think
Saka's
for me, it's between Saka and Foden. Let's be serious here. We're talking
Foden
about people that are going to lift
for
trophies
for
young players.
Player.
Player.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot about
Foden
that.
Foden can probably get Player of the Year.
He can get both.
I don't think he can get.
I don't think he'll get both though.
City win the league. We'll see. But moving on from that, back to Brighton and Arsenal. We took our chances. It was it was a good game. I think for me personally, this was the one game where I really paid attention to our defence. I don't know why, but it was like first it was a bit shaky, you know, Zinchenko was playing expected. But the way Arsenal defend and move as a unit, it was like for the first time I had some sort of appreciation for Arteta's defensive setup. Because it was just like, wow. Maybe this is how Chelsea fans watching Jose. You know, your team scores, you don't see the other team scoring.
Glory days.
But yeah, Odegaard man of the match for me. I don't know. It went to Kai Havertz. Thank you, Chelsea. See me, I was always on the right side of history when it came to Kai. I defended him whilst he was at Chelsea. And he's going to pay back every penny that we paid to Chelsea Football Club. He's already surpassed his tallies that he got at Chelsea. Shock, better team. And yeah, nothing much to complain about. It was a good game. We kept Brighton at bay. Professional performance. We moved.
And that Kai Havertz thing is so weak because we won the Champions League with him. But anyway, you go take our hand-me-downs.
Don't worry.
Take our hand-me-downs.
If he does it again in Wembley, what would you say?
He's not going to.
Hey, you're
he's
fake.
Not going
he would
do
fake.
Do you know what? Like, if Kai Havertz and Jorginho win the Champions League again, then it just proved just how good that they were for Chelsea.
So what about if they win the league with the Champions League?
They won't do that.
You never know. You're not God.
No. Shy. I know. I know.
But he's been great. And I think a lot of Arsenal fans judged Kai based on what he'd done at Chelsea, which I kind of get. But I felt like they should always give him the room to make his name as an Arsenal player in the team. And so far, shaky start, but he's proving to score goals in important games. You look at the turn of 2024, Brentford was one, Forest was another. Again, Brighton, 2-0 kind of just make, because the game got a bit uncomfortable at times, 2-0 just makes that. And then Trossard scoring was amazing because for some reason he was getting booed like crazy and I don't understand why. And I was happy that he celebrated too because
didn't he leave for the money though?
Can you blame him?
Okay. They don't boo McAllister and stuff though.
Yeah,
like,
he's no.
No, they love McAllister.
He's 28. If a team is offering you more money at 28, you're in a significantly better place than what you would get at Brighton. Why would you not leave? Like for me personally, I think there's some sort of things wrong with these Premier League teams like Newcastle, Brighton, thinking that they're someone that they're not. Like, you guys are small boys in this team. Let's remember that.
Damn.
So no, but let's be serious for a second, yeah? The way their fans pipe up, even West Ham to a certain extent, with all these expectations. No, but it's like, with all these expectations.
You can't put Brighton in
like,
with them.
No, no, they are. And then it's like, you know, oh, how dare you leave my club for City? How dare you leave my club for Arsenal? Like, who do you all think you are, bro? Oh, you're small boys in this thing. Respect. Do you get what
they
I mean?
They have ambitions.
Are they not allowed to have goals?
Yeah, exactly. You can have your goals and ambitions, but you need to remember that you're a club. Small fish in the pond. When the big fishes come, remember your level. That's it. That's all.
No, but like, West Ham and Newcastle didn't need to be in that Brighton category. I don't know why you put them together.
I mean, they finished what? Brighton played what? Europa League this season?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But Brighton are a small club in comparison to Newcastle and West Ham.
Well, how West Ham
Newcastle,
a big club?
Newcastle's a massive club.
Yeah, like...
Newcastle's massive. Like, obviously, we think about their past, and obviously their past is really deep in the past. But they're still a massive club with some history, and their fan base and is massive.
Yeah.
Still the same category for me.
Okay.
Like this summer, if the big boys come for Isak and Bruno Gomes, don't expect them to stay if we pay the money.
They have to let them go anyway. Yeah. You know, so I feel like that's different. If you offer your player another contract and they turn it down and, you know, they claim to love the club as well as they do, and then they go to another club for...
Exactly. It sounds a bit familiar.
You know, it's just like if the shoe fits, isn't it? If the shoe fits. But if they do that, then expect to get booed when you come back to the club.
And another thing, let me just end on this. Sorry, Anita. Saliba's PR is phenomenal.
I was actually going to ask you and about that, actually, because I saw one of your tweets that said this defence is... brilliant, or what, something in an equivalent. This defense, Arsenal's defense, is really good because of Gabriel, not Saliba.
Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate?
I think everyone's attracted to Saliba, and that's why he gets all the plaudits.
You think it's pretty privileged?
No, it is.
Pretty privileged. 100%.
There's like, don't get me wrong.
Soboslai has that as well. Yeah, Nunes has it. Yeah, Soboslai has it as well.
Who said Nunes is pretty? Hold on. Who said Nunes is pretty?
Do you know what? Nunes, he's pretty.
No, because I think, don't get me wrong, Saliba is a fantastic defender, but I think maybe it's because he's better on the eye, or there's sometimes where he might take a ball down in the box and he does a 1-2 and he escapes and he puts us back on the front foot. But when you look at Arsenal, like, defending as a unit, talking about tackles, blocks, leading to shots, corners, that's all Gabriel. Even in the last game prior to this one, Gabriel was the reason why it went the way it went. And then they said, man of the match, Saliba. I just said, huh? The game at the Etihad against Man City. Yeah. It was just like, bro, like, I've realised as a footballer, your PR is important. I think even similar when you look at City, right? John Stones is there. For me, he's a better centre-back than Diaz. But Diaz is very attractive.
Thank you. Actually, I could tap in. Thank you. Because I was literally thinking the exact same thing. Because we say this especially when we're going to internationals and we're looking at the England team as well, and how much John Stones carries that back instead of Maguire. But Maguire gets a ridiculous amount of PR.
You don't have pretty privilege.
You're missing the whole thing. But you know, obviously, you look at City's back line and you think about the aura that Diaz has. I'm not saying that he's a shit centre back, but Diaz, the pairing, the best pairing we do have is Stones and Diaz. But I think the weight that Stones carries in our back line is
it's
a
also
lot
his fault with the injuries and stuff.
Like, that's thinking he's the only just come back as well. Yeah. That brother needs to stop playing international football.
Even when it comes to team of the season, it will probably be Saliba and Van Dijk. But I think it should be Gabriel over Saliba if it was to be one Arsenal defender that had to make it.
Do you rest your case? Are you done?
Yeah. Thank you.
Did you guys see that Raya was the first Spanish goalkeeper to have 5 clean sheets in a row? As if De Gea wasn't in the league for 10 years. 10 whole years. A whole decade. And you guys, this week was suffering.
5 clean sheets in a row is crazy.
I'm going to piss myself.
10 whole years. How long was De Gea there? And you could do 5 clean sheets in a row.
Oh my days.
you know what? The Hayes PR was great. That was great.
He won Golden Glove in his last season, though, before
he did, and it was an awful season. I don't know. Okay. And he's still jobless to this day.
Is he at?
He's not playing for a club, innit?
No way.
No. He's not playing for Wolves, that one.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like he plays for Real Madrid? Like, no. Third keeper.
No. It's Kepa. It's Kepa, no?
And he doesn't even play.
Anyway. Sorry, what'd you say?
He doesn't even play.
Yeah, Kepa. I swear I'm called, not Courtois.
Lunin.
No.
Yeah.
Rightly so. Kepa was abysmal.
Kepa was Kepa.
But okay, cool. So, Manchester City, Liverpool and Arsenal are in this title race. But it just feels like Manchester City.
They're just coasting along at the moment.
Yeah, it feels like you're just push. There. Yeah, it's a three-horse race, but you guys are just there.
To be expected, you know. Actually, I can't lie. Like, obviously, I expected a lot more from us and whatnot. But at this point, as well, I'm just there. Like, it's gonna come from out of nowhere. I genuinely think that right now we're piss poor. Like, I think we could be miles better, but we're still getting the results. So it's one of those things where can you complain? I don't know. But that's where I'm at the moment. I'm not at my wit's end because I think I'm overly privileged with the quality of football that we've had in the last few seasons. And even this season, we're still playing decent football.
Do you think Grealish come back into the team has improved the way you're
100%.
Playing?
That man's cameo yesterday brought tears to my eyes. If only the brother could shoot a bit more. That's all I'm asking for. You know, pick up your Aston Villa boots, be a bit more confident. I know that's not what Pep wants of him, but my God, when he actually wants to go and cut into that box, he actually does something. I just want more for him, honestly.
Speaking of shooters, what are we for?
Don't Holland? Talk. Oh, I thought you were talking about Alvarez. That's the real problem. You guys worry about the wrong people. You guys are wrong.
What?
Alvarez, that man. Man. Yesterday was it just was a bit emotional. You just ask that guy to do one thing, he can't do it. Oh, that guy's decision making is actually really bad, you know. It's actually really bad. Yeah. Like, I know he's still young and whatever, but it's actually really bad considering
he came straight from Brazil, didn't he?
No, Argentina. Yeah, River Plate. So he's lovely and whatnot, but sometimes, you know, you expect something from him, but you just like. Yeah, I don't even know, man. I'm actually getting a bit flustered because I just didn't even expect him to be playing. I didn't even expect him to be starting, to be quite honest. But I
feel like when Haaland is out of answers, what do you expect Pep to do? Because Haaland has been shocking.
Oh yeah, he's been below par for like the last
couple months.
Two, 3 months sort of thing. But like, I'm not saying that I expected this sort of drop off, but. To come from so much of a high in the first season, it's sort of expected, and I don't exactly know where the middle ground is at the moment. But he needs to find his shooting boots, too, man.
Do you think the team is catering for him well enough?
Well, now that Kevin De Bruyne's back, yeah. But like, we need more than just that. And obviously, that's what we were trying to figure out when KDB was injured: was who's going to be providing. Providing the sort of playmaking that allows Haaland to score, sort of thing. I'm not sure. Obviously, Foden's been lovely as well, so that's worked in our favour. But at the moment, it's still, you know, that dynamic duo over there. So.
So Haaland currently, he's still top on the rankings.
Yeah, he's still
Most goals scored.
Is it like what 19?
He's got 19 goals. Ollie Watkins is on 18.
Yeah, he's been Watkins been phenomenally. Yeah. Yeah.
What's Solanke on now?
Solanke, he's on 16. Remember, you lot laughed at me?
That's decent.
You all laughed at me. Yeah.
Who's laughing now?
Who's laughing now?
And Isaac?
Isaac is... I've got to scroll down for that one. I even looked at my phone.
Premier League has dropped. The Premier League has dropped off with goal scorers.
Oh, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. There was such a high. There was such a high last season.
Yeah. Bring him back. I'm tired.
I think Isaac... It's just his fitness, else he would have been right up there.
To be honest, he is right up there.
Where is he?
15.
And he's been injured.
Mm.
A lot.
Bloody hell. Isak's up there. Jared Bowen's up there with 15. Mo Salah's up there with 17. Bukayo Saka is not really up there, but he's with Phil Foden in 14. Guess who's up there, though? Cole Palmer with 16.
When you score 8 penalties, I wouldn't expect any different.
He's got more non-penalty league goals than Saka.
So how much does he have?
More than Saka.
give me the number.
I don't have the number, but it's not a sack. Go and Google it. Go and Google it. We'll stay on air till you finish.
Because Chelsea to get, what, you got 8 penalties in one season? That is crazy.
That's even crazier, so because I'm even trying to think of the amount of penalties we've been awarded this season.
Cole Palmer didn't take all them penalties.
Oh, yeah, of course not. But that's still the point.
Do you remember when Sterling fucked up a penalty? Wait, that wasn't
the league.
That wasn't the league, was it? No. Madueke took a penalty.
Against his
goal.
Was it Crystal Palace that he took?
What was that? He was trying to take the third.
No, wait, hang on 1 second. Let me repeat. 8 of Palmer's goals have been penalties.
So half. That's good.
Not how all many, the penalties Chelsea has got.
Fucking Saka's.
We've got 4 penalties this season or 5.
Okay.
So 5 of his goals have been penalties.
What do you make, Anita, what do you make of people trying to beef
people
Palmer?
Downplay Cole Palmer?
No, like people beefing Palmer as in taking it away from him, trying to take the penalties. Because Madueke and obviously Sterling.
Oh, the Chelsea bit now. We've only got like 10 minutes
it
left.
It doesn't matter. I think
that's a bit embarrassing, in all honesty. You have to show some sort of leadership here, and taking the ball away from someone that's keen to take a penalty, I think it sets the wrong tone.
Yeah.
Wait 1 second. I agree with you. Like, I do think there needs to be some sort of like seniority that says, look, Cole Palmer's the penalty taker. Cole Palmer's gonna take the penalties. But at the same time, it all stems from the manager, because the manager has to set the tone, right? The manager has to say, Cole Palmer's the penalty taker. If Cole Palmer's on the pitch, Cole Palmer takes the penalty. I don't care if you win the penalty, Cole Palmer will take the penalty. I feel like Madueke had chess to take the ball off Cole Palmer, and then obviously Enzo had to come and like take the ball off of him and say, nah, you can't take the penalty. But he had chest to do it because he did it against Crystal Palace, no? I think it was Crystal Palace anyway. But he did it in one of the games, and Cole Palmer was on the pitch, but Madueke won the penalty, scored the penalty, and obviously from that point it was just like, okay, well, you know, I won the penalty, I'm gonna take it. Sterling won the penalty against Leicester, he took the ball, missed the penalty, and it's kind of like, okay, there needs to be some sort of hierarchy when it comes to taking the penalties. And I feel like maybe they've set the tone now when they did the whole, when Enzo came through and took the ball off of Madueke, because you need someone to do that at the end of the day. They're all footballers, they've all got egos. And Madueke looked, he tried to be deaf and dumb to begin with. Like he just took the ball and he tried to just ignore everybody. But yeah, I just think there needs to be a hierarchy, and now there is one, I hope. Sure. Any other questions?
No. What do you think about today's result?
Since we've got time. Just
since we've got time. Got 10 minutes. Time. 10 minutes for Chelsea.
Ollie McBurney, you know.
Or we can talk about the win against United first.
Yeah, we haven't spoken about Chelsea's performance against Manchester United. We'll start with that. So Chelsea played Manchester United. Chelsea played Manchester United midweek.
Yeah.
And shout out to Nike for giving us 6 tickets to go to that game. That game was actually sensational.
It was a really good game.
Sagal was there to witness her team lose in such a shocking manner.
Were you there to witness them win?
Unfortunately, I left a little bit early, but I was still in the stadium, so I still felt the vibe. I was still celebrating. But yeah, I don't want
to... I don't need to go back about United. How did you feel after that game? What did you?
That was your first win against United in 7 years.
Yeah,
no?
You see this manager every day, new record. Yeah,
in the bridge.
You haven't
lost.
No, you haven't beat us in the league. Yeah, not.
Oh, it doesn't sound right.
Oh, in the league. Yeah, okay.
Not the league. You know, Ten Hag every day a new record. I'm tired of this guy.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
I think you've got draws.
I need that guy to open up that thread again.
Because Ollie won.
Under Lampard, I remember that game. Lampard 4-1. 4-0, 4-1. You've drawn a couple of games at the bridge.
We've drawn a couple.
Rashford's free kick.
We had some 0-0s. Like, we're quite boring like that.
I was at that game with Rashford's free kick.
Yeah.
That was very...
Ten Hag, man. Honestly, you know, there's actually no records left for him to break. Like, they've all been broken.
I'm actually Googling.
Oh no, when he loses to Arsenal, that will be the number one.
No, do you know the last one that we have left? We've never lost at Old Trafford whilst going into half time leading. Yeah, so that's if he breaks that one.
Shit.
Yeah, that was your first one in 7 years.
First time since in the league, anyway.
Yeah, because obviously you beat us in the FA Cup.
Yeah, beat you in the FA Cup in 2020. Yeah, 2018. 5 years.
No, 5 years.
No, sorry. That was the FA Cup. 2017.
7 years. That's embarrassing. What a tug. That is embarrassing. But yeah, it felt nice to beat United, but I didn't look at it as we haven't beaten United in that many years, because obviously we've beaten UEC and it mattered in like cup games and stuff. But I don't really think...
What was the dick? I don't know. But do you think it would like push you to like make a run for Europe?
Yeah, it has. It's pushed us to make a run in Europe, and now we've tripped up. So we tripped up. I don't know. Like, I really, if we had beaten Sheffield United today, then I would have sat here with my chest up, my jacket will still be on, and I would say, oh yeah, like Chelsea can probably still make Europa League at this point. I don't want the Conference League. So I don't want us to go and be fighting for 7th or 8th or whatever it is that the Conference League is. I don't want that. I'd rather us stay 10th, 11th, not have any sort of Europe at all. I don't want us to go to that Conference League. And you know what it is? I will be so shameless if we win that Conference League as well. And I'll say we've done the treble with European trophies. So
you could get Europa League if you don't get it via the league, if you win the FA Cup, no?
There we go. We're not going to win the FA Cup, but
2 seasons. If you finish 10th, like low at the bottom half of the table, 2 seasons tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, but that's at the same time, crazy. It's new ownership, isn't it? So it's the new era of how the ownerships have started their era. 10th back to back is not something to be proud of.
Wait, you finished 10th last season.
Mm-hmm. We finished 11th. Back to back is not something to be proud of.
It's not that. I feel like we're getting too comfortable with that, because
how do you even finish 11th? Like, no,
because we've all had awful seasons, but have we finished 11th? United have been rubbish for 10 years.
I don't understand how you can finish 11th. I look at our bench and I think we're not finishing 11th.
Arsenal at their bottom. Did you finish
11th? No.
Do you finish 11th? We're just accepting the fact that Chelsea are allowed to be a mid-table club.
It's actually great. We don't talk about it enough.
It's crazy. We actually
need to strip the title of the Big Six.
We're trying to have a conversation about Leicester should replace Arsenal.
But don't forget,
Newcastle should replace Chelsea.
Imagine they finished 10th again. When was it? They won the
Hazard
league.
Season.
Sorry,
guys, if you're not watching and you have left the room.
I think it's time to sign off anyways.
So, you know, I think we should end this by giving our midweek predictions. So, Joyce, Real Madrid City, score prediction.
2-2.
2-2. Ella, score prediction.
2-1 City.
Sigal.
2-2.
Yeah, I think Real Madrid are going to win 3-1. And then let's go into Arsenal Bayern. Ella?
2-0 Arsenal.
Joyce?
2-1 to Arsenal.
Sigal?
I also think 2-1 to Arsenal. I'm not gonna lie. I think slight win.
Okay. And let's end it with Liverpool Atalanta. Sigal?
I don't know. 4-0.
I was going to say like 4.
Joyce?
I was going to say 4 as well.
And Sigal?
Ella.
Me.
Okay, Ella.
Sorry, Ella. Close 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1. Yeah. Okay, guys. Anita is back. Thanks. I was hosting at Shai Carter. Hello, Anita.
Welcome back.
So, yeah. Chelsea probably... there's still a chance and opportunity for Chelsea to make Europe. I don't want a Conference League. I don't want to not be sixth. If it's literally sixth or nothing.
Or win the FA Cup.
Winning an FA Cup, I think it saves the season. It's putting lipstick on a pig, basically. But
to be fair though, you've lost the last two FA Cup finals, no?
Yeah.
2 or 3? 3.
2.
Did you beat Man United after we beat you?
Yeah. 1-0, no?
You are useless.
Yeah, we lost to Leicester and we've lost to Liverpool in the FA Cup final.
And you lost to Arsenal.
Yeah, but that was like time ago. We're cutting it from Leicester.
Anyway, focus on City. If you beat City, we'll see.
We played you two FA Cup finals, no?
Shut up. Shut
no,
up.
No, you lost to us as well, Lampard. Surely. Is that not FA Cup final? Yeah, it was.
I don't even remember.
All right, so what? What do you want from me? Like, actually, what do you actually want from me? What do you want from me? We beat United. Let's talk about that. We beat United. Mason Mount came home. Okay?
Let's
stick on the agenda. Mason Mount came to Stamford Bridge and got booed.
That was nasty.
That's very nasty. Like a homegrown player, and that's how you're like.
I don't understand how that's bad.
I think that's to be expected.
Thank you.
He's an academy player. He comes through the ranks. He wins the Champions League with Chelsea, and then goes to his dream club or whatever.
Did he
say dream club?
His dad put his arm around him on camera and said, "We finally made it." To where?
So where's he, what do you want to say? United are
a bigger club than Chelsea, though. Yeah. That's just what it is.
Yeah, but United is a bigger club than Chelsea, which is fact. Like, absolute fact. How would you feel if Bukayo Saka went to Manchester United and his dad put his arm around and said, "Look at my son"?
No, wait, hang on. One second. You don't know. I was outside when Van Persie said the little boy inside of me.
There you go.
What little boy inside of me?
There you go. It's the same thing. Like, even Fabregas kept it respectful when he came to Chelsea. Do you know what I mean? Like, he didn't say, "Oh, I've always wanted to play for Chelsea." Give granted, he always said that he always wanted to win the Premier League. But, sorry.
Matt never said all that. And he's had, he's been injured all season.
You went right on me today. You've been triggered all episode.
Yeah, it's just the girl set it all up, but it's fine. It's fine. But when it comes to, players going to rival teams, Mount is not the first person to get booed coming on for a rival team that he used to play for.
I mean, look at Sterling.
He won't be the last.
Huh? Personally, I wasn't.
No, you don't need to get over that.
You guys do need to get over that.
You really do. It's actually.
It's been years. It's been 10 years.
Wait, I was learning how to ride my bike when you guys do that. So come on, man.
I mean, I have nothing against him.
And you know what's crazy? I really like Sterling. Personally. At the time in which Sterling went to City, anyways, Liverpool and City weren't even competing.
We weren't even cohesive like that.
What the hell? You guys mad? What are you mad about?
Because he left to a rival club. Simple.
You were rivals.
Well, that's what we wanted to get to, anyways.
I feel like you have loads. Should we start with Adebayor?
I don't care about that. That's why his wife left him broke.
Oh, can we end the episode?
In the comments, let us know some of your favourite players that have left their clubs to go to rival players and have had some bad treatment. I think the worst one by a country mile, not a Premier League one, but it's Figo. The way he got treated. They will talk about that for generations.
To be honest, Campbell to Arsenal as well. Given how Wenger bought him out in the press conference.
That was
cinema. That we need to
the cinematic experience.
Can you imagine saying, "Yeah, you reveal your signing in a press conference"? Do you know how crazy that is?
That couldn't happen nowadays. Yeah. That's the sad thing.
No, it could.
It could. No one's bad enough though.
It will send social media into a frenzy.
No one's bad enough to do it.
No.
No one's bad. I don't think anyone is high enough. I think Saka revealing himself at
United
would be crazy. Don't say never. And this will never ever happen. But Saka revealing himself at Tottenham
that's not gonna happen.
It will never happen. Mm. But that's crazy. Or something more realistic.
If Kane was still at Tottenham and Kane went to Arsenal, that would have been mad.
He should have done it though.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
Oh my god!
How did you feel when Fabregas revealed that he was going to Chelsea?
I wasn't upset because it was Wenger's fault.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, if the Fabregas deal went down, he said no to Arsenal and he went to Chelsea, then it would have been a bit But Wenger looked us dead in the eye and told us, "We have Cazorla and Ozil, we don't need Cesc Fabregas." And I was just like, "Are you mad?"
Fair enough.
That's why I'll never hate him.
For everybody here, what has been the most painful kind of loss from your club to a rival club?
Fabregas to Barcelona.
Okay.
I don't have a real major loss to a rival club. I don't think we have a real big loss to a rival club.
No,
not really. We don't have players that go to Liverpool. I guess Tevez went to City, but that's not
he won the league though when he went there.
Yeah, but Tevez wasn't there long enough for investment. He didn't have the streets. Yeah, who asked? No one.
Well, I think for Arsenal fans older than me, it would be Ashley Cole to Chelsea.
For you, it'd be Van Persie.
For me,
yeah.
No, I care. Fabregas hurt me. Do you know hurt Fabregas to Barcelona? I cried.
How did Van Persie not hurt you more? That was my captain. That's crazy.
How did Van Persie not hurt you more? Yeah.
Van Persie because to Man United.
For me, growing up, I saw Van Persie like 3 times a season, then he was injured, then he gave us 1 season and he fucked off. Yeah. Fabregas was my, like, Van Persie was my captain. That was my guy.
Yeah. But Barcelona's not really your rival.
No, I fucking hate them.
I'm sorry. Really?
Ah!
Oh, what, 2006?
No, there's just all the cheating after that. I cannot stand that club.
2009. The lie, they're still going to pay. Anyway, any for Liverpool? Apart from Sterling, because you guys need to let that fucking go.
Yeah, but that's City.
To be honest, like, it has to be Torres.
Yeah.
Torres to Chelsea? Yeah. Him flopping was good though.
Oh, exactly. Loved every minute of it. That's the thing. A lot of, apart from maybe Suarez, and Xabi hurt a lot. Xabi Alonso hurt because...
So Real Madrid?
It, do you know why it hurt? Because Benitez wanted Gareth Barry. And so yes, it hurt. It hurt real bad. Yeah.
What any from Man City?
Don't think so. Apart from serious. Maybe...
I totally forgot you guys like, yesterday.
Yeah. Like Leroy Sané probably to Bayern.
Bayern's not your rival.
But that's what I'm saying. No, I know. Like, we don't have any. We don't have any like rivalry rise. Yeah, like actually speaking,
but Sané was
nothing.
Really
but
good
Sané at his peak. What like I remember the last game he had was the Community Shield game.
Wait, sorry. Are you dumb? We don't have none.
What Mata to United?
There may have been jumps, but one Mata hurt very, very much. So
but he didn't do anything at United. So it was like
no, but even at that, when he was leaving Chelsea. We couldn't compute why he would leave for Oscar. Do you know what I mean? Like, he had one of the best seasons that he's ever had at Chelsea. In fact, ever in his career at Chelsea. And Jose Mourinho said, we don't need you anymore. That was so baffling and it was painful.
And then he went to Old Trafford and he was there.
And then he went to Old Trafford. Like, that was painful.
Like 8 years and did nothing.
Even this, I'm not even being funny here. I'm not being dramatic. This isn't a direct link. Losing Kevin De Bruyne to Manchester City breaks me. Like, it breaks me. Losing Mo Salah to Liverpool breaks me. Purely because we could have had Kevin De Bruyne and Cesc Fabregas in the same team. We could have had Eden Hazard and Mo Salah in the same team.
Yeah. Fumbled big time.
Ugh! Jose Mourinho will pay.
That's your goat, though.
My goat. I'm not gonna say who my goat is on screen, but he's one of them. But he will pay for his crimes. He will. But we're gonna end it on that note, guys. Make sure you give us a follow on GoldDiggersUK_ on Twitter, Instagram. It's been a minute. Let me redo that. Make sure you give us a follow on GoldDiggersUK on. Make sure you give us a follow on GoldDiggersUK on Twitter, GoldDiggersUK_ on Instagram, GoldDiggersUK on TikTok, and make sure you follow us all individually. We will see you hopefully next week. See you guys.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.